Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Taji Mustafa. I will be answering some of those tough questions that we face. One of them that I want to tackle today is the idea that people put forward. They say that the Islamic punishments are barbaric. They're not fit for the 21st century. That you, in your Sharia, you cut the hand of the thief. This is how I would answer it. By the way, this is a kitchen knife. It has never been used to cut anybody's hand, and we're not allowed to do that anyway as individuals. First thing to say is that crime exists in all sorts of societies, here, Muslim world, everywhere. So here in the West, actually, when people ask us this question, you need to think to yourself, has crime been solved in the West? I was burgled recently. It was not the first time. Antisocial behavior, reoffending rates, these are constantly in the news. So crime exists in the West. So really, a question we want to start from is, how does the secular liberal Western model address this issue? How does Islam and the Sharia address this issue? Let's compare. Islam tackles crime on three levels. Islamic values produce law-abiding people. Islamic public attitudes prevent crime. Harsh Islamic punishments are a huge deterrent. Firstly, Islamic values produce law-abiding people. From a young age in an Islamic society, in the Khilafah, the Caliphate, at school, on the media, on TV, from your parents, from the Quran, all across, people get a very simple message that they should have taqwa. Taqwa is God consciousness. That the Creator, Allah, is watching us every time, every second. That we are accountable for all our actions. When we die, we will be asked about everything. So yes, you may be able to assault that woman. You may be able to steal that thing, steal that car, assault that person. But you will be answerable for it. This concept, this God consciousness, leads people to be self-policing. Many non-Muslims who've lived in the Muslim world, even till now, despite all the problems in the Muslim world, many of them actually say, you know what, I felt very safe walking the streets of the Middle East compared with the streets of London. Here in the West, what do you find? What actually takes place? Instead of God consciousness, it's that if you're free to do what you want, how you want, when you want. Oh, but by the way, there are some rules. So actually, the idea people get a lot of the times, children get from TV, from the radio, from all sorts of popular culture, is freedom, is that life is about gaining things, material things. And if you think you can get away with something, why not? Many surveys have been done where people have admitted that, you know, if they could get away with something, they would do it. So you don't have this powerful deterrent, and unfortunately, some people will commit crimes. Secondly, Islamic public attitudes prevent crime. In Islam and in an Islamic society, we don't glorify crime. We shun, Islam teaches us to shun, to look down upon, to be disdainful of criminal activity. No ifs, no buts. You don't see on TV some movie glorifying crime. And unfortunately, that's what happens in the West. That's what happens in the West. What is the public opinion regarding crimes? You know, Scarface, older people remember Wall Street. Remember the movie Wall Street, Golden Gecko. Greed is good. What message does that send? 50 Cent, yeah, the famous rapper. What's that slogan? Get rich or die trying. It sends mixed signal. And so in society, people become tolerant. Yeah, it's bad, it's criminal, but not bad. Islam, on the other hand, is very categoric about this. And so in an Islamic society, this will make somebody who wants to steal, rape, murder, think twice because he knows that everybody around him has the attitude that this is disgusting. What are you going to do? How dare you do that? And that will control and stop some who want to commit crime from committing crimes. Finally, Islamic punishments are a huge deterrent. But there is somebody who, after those 2 points, still wants to go ahead and commit crimes. If he or she is caught, steal, rape, murder, whatever it is, they are taken in front of a judge. They are judged according to the high burden of proof that Islam lays down. They are found guilty. Then yes, they are punished. Yes, absolutely, Islamic punishments are harsh. They are taken out publicly and their hand is cut off. And when people walking around see that, they see this public punishment, people think, wow, oof, I'm not going to do that. That sends a message in society. It's a huge deterrent. It stops the one who's not stopped by other measures. It stops him from committing crimes. It shows that Islam is on the side of the victim. Creates a society where people, old ladies, can walk the streets, people can be safe, that people don't get burgled like you and I get done sometimes. So really, we should make no apologies about Islamic punishments being harsh. And in terms of Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Iran, Sudan, these states, don't even go there. That's not what we're talking about. They don't implement Islam. We're talking about an Islamic Sharia model implemented by the Islamic Caliphate, the Khilafah state. Whereas in contrast, what we find here in the West in terms of punishment is there are many people in Britain today who are complaining about low, lax punishments, that, you know, high offending rates. People go to prison, and you know, sometimes people are saying prison is like a holiday camp. The guy goes there, he's got 3 square meals, he doesn't have to pay his council tax. You know, people get Game Boys in prison. They can play games. Somebody rapes and he gets 7 years. And with good behavior, he's out in what, 4 years, 5 years? I don't know. But really, that sends a message out that if you commit this crime, unfortunately, not much happens to you. So Islamic societies historically have had very, very low crime rates. Very, very low crime rates. And yet we have here in the West, in the secular, liberal, freedom capitalist model, they've not been able to achieve low crime rates despite being able to have technological advances, etc. So Islamic punishments are not barbaric. They are harsh and they serve to safeguard society against people, things being violated. And surely everybody, I'm sure there are many non-Muslims who, when they understand the model that the Islamic Khilafah state has, would think, you know, that's not bad. We wouldn't mind to live in a place where we feel safe and secure. Inshallah, I hope you found this useful. It's the first in a series. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll be answering other questions. I want you to do the following. Number one, go out and do da'wah. Go and take this message to other people, to non-Muslims, to explain Islam to them as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did. Number two, I want you to share this video, please, with your friends, acquaintances. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much for that. And number three, send us your questions, the tough questions that you feel. Find me on Twitter, at Taji Mustafa. Find me on Facebook. Go to the noormuhammad.co.uk website and submit your questions there. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us to emulate our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in carrying da'wah, explaining Islam to those around us in the West, to convey Islam in the best way as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about IslamPodcast.com.